tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's August 5th, 2025, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. Well, this month has barely started, and it is already full of trouble for Tesla and for Elon Musk. Of course, right off the bat, Tesla was found liable in a fatal autopilot crash and is being forced to pay as much as $243 million. This is an autopilot fatal crash wrongful death case in Florida, and a jury says the automaker has to pay the victims up to $243 million, although the case will likely be appealed. Now, that said, that case actually uncovered what seems to be a huge cover-up where Tesla withheld data, lied, and misdirected police and plaintiffs in an attempt to avoid blame in that crash. Now, Fred did an absolutely fantastic job. This is one of the best court reporting articles that I've ever read. A couple typos in there, but hey, none of us are perfect. I very, very strongly recommend going and reading it in its entirety. I'll have it in the show notes over at electrek.co. But I'll give you this short kind of summary. Last week, a jury found Tesla partially liable for a wrongful death involving a crash on autopilot. I explained the case and the verdict in this article and video, but now we have access to the trial transcripts, which confirm that Tesla was extremely misleading in its attempt to place all the blame on the driver. The company went as far as to actively withhold critical evidence that explained autopilot's performance around the crash. And then here in bold, Tesla withheld the crash snapshot data that its own server received within minutes of the collision. Within about 3 minutes of the crash, the Model S uploaded a collision snapshot, video, CAN bus streams, EDR data, etc., to Tesla's servers, the mothership, and received an acknowledgement. The vehicle then deleted its local copy, resulting in Tesla being the only entity that had access. What ensued were years of battle to get Tesla to acknowledge that this collision snapshot exists and is relevant to the case. The police repeatedly attempted to obtain the data from the collision snapshot, but Tesla led the authorities and the plaintiffs on a lengthy journey of deception and misdirection that spanned several years. Now, again, Fred has a huge chronological report on this, and it is really interesting reading. If you're into legal drama or, you know, procedurals on TV, this reads just like one of those. So definitely check that out. Now, if that wasn't weird enough, the Tesla board has decided to give Elon Musk an additional $26 billion worth of shares. In a letter to shareholders, Tesla's board described the new award, which is called, quote, an interim award to make it right by Musk. That's 96 million restricted shares of stock going to Elon Musk, with the requirement that Elon serve continuously in a senior leadership role at Tesla during the following two-year vesting term, and a pledging allowance to cover tax payments or the purchase price. Now, you might think this is a little bit weird because, quite frankly, Elon is driving Tesla straight into the toilet. And that is not just my opinion. That is now actually backed up by hard data, as reported here by Jamie Dow. New Tesla data shows Tesla led in brand loyalty until Elon Musk, quote, got political. Tesla's brand loyalty levels dropped from the best in the industry to fairly middling results, according to new data from S&P Global Mobility, all because of the CEO, Elon Musk. According to the Reuters story, S&P's numbers show that Tesla customer loyalty peaked at 73% in June of 24, but took a nosedive the following month and ended up bottoming out at March in 49%. That means about a third of Tesla owners who would have bought another Tesla have decided to buy another brand of vehicle as well. S&P's data is not based on surveys, but rather household level data of which cars each household is buying. Tesla's loyalty has since recovered to about 57% in May, the most recent month included in the S&P data, still far from its previous peak. Now, that's just in the US, and a lot of people maybe not necessarily interested in Elon's politics, but in Europe, it's a lot different, and Tesla sales in Europe are in free fall, and the pain is just beginning to start. Year to date, Tesla sales from January through July were down 34% throughout Europe. Tesla sales in Europe had already declined by about 10% between 2023 and 2024, and the decline is clearly accelerating. So, yeah, cost your company 34% of sales and about a third of your owner loyalty, and you get a $29 billion bonus. It's nice to be a CEO in America. But off that topic completely, today's episode is brought to you by RetroSpec. They're the makers of sleek, powerful e-bikes and outdoor gear built for everyday adventure. What started off as a few bikes in a tiny LA apartment has grown into a full lineup of high-quality, accessible gear designed to get more people moving, from paddleboards and kids' bikes to their standout line of electric bicycles. If you're ready to upgrade your everyday ride, check out RetroSpec's viral city e-bike, the Beaumont Rev 2, with a vintage-inspired frame design and modern electric features that wow all for $9.99. RetroSpec's e-bike collection has something for everyone, from rugged fat-tire bikes to compact commuters to e-trikes and folding models that move with you wherever life takes you. Now, the best part of all this, Quick Charge listeners get 10% off their next ride until August 14th with the exclusive code ELECTREC10 only at retrospec.com. We'll have a link to that in the show notes and over at YouTube notes as well. Don't forget to tag your ride, hit the road, snap a shot, and share your outdoor moments with hashtag ReadyToOutdoor for a chance to get featured. Obviously, thank you to RetroSpec for sponsoring this show. We're really big fans of their products. And I think I've mentioned this before. I actually do have a RetroSpec bike that I paid for with my own money before the sponsorship happened. So I could have waited a few weeks on that one. Now, finally, you're into deals. We're talking about affordable ways to get around. Costco's EV marketplace is helping Costco members get great deals on their new EVs. This new website of theirs that has all kinds of FAQs to talk to their Costco members about getting their first EV, their first electric vehicle. This is celebrating 6 months, and they have added 3 new Volvos to the lineup of GM vehicles that are eligible for these discounts, up to $2,000 per vehicle. And that includes the 2026 Chevy Silverado EV as of today. And that truck has scored a new Guinness World Record, going 1,060 miles on a single charge. That is an absolutely bananas amount of range from this electric pickup truck. So, I mean, there's no way you can have range anxiety with one of these. Granted, there's going to be a ton of caveats on any kind of world record event. People are going to say this is a modified or an optimized vehicle, and it absolutely is. But when we say optimized here, we don't mean the pickup was heavily modified to achieve the impressive range. Per GM and, of course, the record books, both the hardware and software of the Silverado EV work truck were left untouched. Here are the modifications that were made before testing. First, the windshield wiper blade position was lowered to reduce drag. Tires were inflated to their highest acceptable pressure to reduce low rolling resistance. Spare tire was removed to reduce weight. The wheels were properly aligned. A tonneau cover was added for smoother airflow over the rear. Climate control was turned off for the duration of the test. And testing was performed in the summer for optimum ambient temperature for battery efficiency. So really cool stuff there. And finally, the last update there. For this month, Costco added the new Cadillac Optiq, which is now the official car of Mary Kay. So if you want to get yourself one of these and live that pink dream, be sure to head over to Costco and get that membership first before you do that. That's all I've got for today, August 5th. Be sure to like and subscribe for more news as we just give $1 billion bonuses to everybody who ruins a massive company. I think that's a great plan.